On Ash Wednesday, 4 weeks ago, Pope Francis preached a homily at the ancient church of Santa Sabina in Rome, where popes have celebrated the beginning of Lent since ancient times. In that homily, in his usual helpful but terse way, Pope Francis proposed three words for us as we make our Lenten journey together. Three words, not 300, not 3,000. Three little words to help us on our way. Three words that speak directly to our readings today and to the experience of what we need and what we need to do in our own lives. Francis encourages us to do three things. Three things that Jesus did, and that the blind man did as well in today's gospel. Pause, see, return. The gospels give us three accounts of Jesus healing the blind. But today's story of the man born blind is different from the other two. In the other two stories of Bartimaeus the beggar and of the blind men waiting by the side of the road to Jericho, the blind folk call out to Jesus. They express their need. Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. Lord, that I might see. And Jesus heals them. There, though, in this story, the man, blind from birth, simply sits by the roadside. It is Jesus who stops, Jesus who pauses, Jesus who recognizes him. He sees his handicap, he sees his need. He sees his isolation. Jesus spits on the ground. He smears the man's eyes with the clay that he had made and sends him to wash in the pool. And Jesus continues on his way, returning to the work he has, the work of announcing the kingdom of God. But Jesus isn't the only one to pause, to see, and to return. The man born blind waits in darkness, isolated. There's no forward motion for him. Little hope as he sits by the road and begs. His life is entirely on pause. Then Jesus touches him, as God once touched and gave life to Adam's clay, and the man sees. He goes to Siloam, a pool whose name is Sending. He bathes his eyes, and he sees. And he returns. Harassed by authorities who are blinded by fear, who want to condemn Jesus for healing on the Sabbath, the man born blind sees better than they do, gives witness, calls Jesus a prophet, and for that proclamation is expelled from the synagogue. He's an outcast anew. Yet Jesus returns to him and asks him simply if he believes. Encountering Jesus anew, the man born blind professes his faith in Jesus, the Son of Man, and worships. Pause, see, return. pause, see, return. If your life is anything like mine, you know how hard it is to pause, to unplug, to listen and not to talk, to see and not just to glance at things. Our moms taught us the most valuable life-saving lesson we ever got, and most of the time we blithely ignore it as we blunder into the traffic of life. Mom said, stop, look, and listen. But head down, we plow ahead, eyes fixed on our phones and not on the human horizon in front of us. We don't even use the phone to talk to people anymore or to listen to them. A text is so much more efficient than actually talking to someone. Perhaps the fasting we need to do in these last weeks of Lent is a little fasting from noise, from constant movement, from overlooking things, overlooking people, rather than facing them in stillness. Here in Seattle, we live in a gray and dark green land most of the year, don't we? It takes effort to see through the clouds, to believe that there is a great mountain over there and a beautiful sound flowing through our city below us. It takes time and effort to see and not just to look, to see the beauty of our world, yes, to see the beauty of our faith and the beauty and the needs of our families and friends, to see the haunted eyes of our neighbors who live in tents under the freeway at the bottom of this hill or who come to our dining room at lunchtime, to see how much we ourselves need and need to do to lead happy and meaningful lives. Today it's easier than most, isn't it? The sun is shining, and there's the first taste of spring outside in the warming air. On a day like this, we can perhaps believe, if only for a morning, that light produces every kind of goodness, every kind of righteousness and truth, as St. Paul tells us. So pause and see. Let that be part of your almsgiving this week. Give yourself over to seeing how God's grace has worked in your life. Acknowledge how much grace we still need to live as Jesus teaches us to live. And as alms, give away some of that grace that you have received to others. Help them to see what we have seen and to rejoice in the very gift of sight. Finally, return. Return in prayer and in thanksgiving. Pope Francis invites us to return in these words. Return to the house of your Father, he says. Return without fear to those outstretched, eager arms of your Father who is rich in mercy, who awaits you. Return without fear, for this is the favorable time to come home, to the home of my Father and your Father. It is the time for allowing one's heart to be touched. Persisting on the path of evil, he reminds us, only gives rise to disappointment and sadness. True life is something quite distinct. And our heart indeed knows this. God does not tire, nor will he tire, of holding his hand out to us. Return without fear to join in the celebration of those who were forgiven. Return without fear to experience the healing and reconciling tenderness of God. Pause, see, return. Pause, see, return. But most of all, see.